it's almost always the guy that reacts that is the one that gets the foul called on.
Sure, absolutely. And I think it was great advice. You know, ideally, in an ideal world, I think Marty Schottenheimer would tell you, hey, play so well that it just doesn't matter what the guy does, how dirty he plays, because we're gonna beat him on sheer talent alone. But I understand that, you know, human nature being what it is, that you know, professional athletes are going to want to have a chance to get a shot back at the guy who's been negging them on. But if that's the case, you're right. He's right. Don't do it immediately after you've been fouled, because I truly believe that original foul, the initial foul, is not going to be the one detected, but it's going to be your retribution, your shot back at him, if it falls immediately on the heels of the foul to you. So if you want to do it, wait till later on and get in some shots on your own. But you've got to be cool and collected about it. But you know what? The player's got to be thinking and have that presence of mind to hold it, to not lash out immediately. And I think that's very important. That's what Schottenheimer was talking about.
Louis Choka, what advice would you give, besides just playing, that would allow your team, not only as a coach, but as a player himself or herself,